I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bring on, brother. Oh, we're saying the name, so let's welcome Daniel back. Or Stephen. Crap.
I'm Stephen.
I know. I'm sorry. I was about to say crap. I said his name, but we've already said it, so we're fine.
Yep.
Okay.
That's all right.
So, you know, from listening to the show, I legally have to ask you, are you sure you want to do this? You provided us with his number, and you're not doing this to win a prize, correct?
Oh, correct. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I got you.
All right. We're going to dial the number. It'll just be the two of you until we pop on at the end and let him know he's on the radio, too. And try not.
Okay.
You said you're not a cussing man. I don't believe you, but try not to nevertheless, okay?
Oh, yeah, I got you. I follow rules.
Yeah, you good. All right, here we go. It's Truth and Consequences live on the Rise, guys. Still, after all these years, I'm still rocking back and forth nervous. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just want it to be good.
Yo.
So we were ready to answer your phone. What's up, man?
I don't know. You tell me. What's going on?
So, you doing all right?
You know what? I'm actually doing pretty great. Just had a great breakfast.
Oh, yeah? What'd you have?
Let's see, I had egg and bacon and some pancakes.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
Yeah, my fat-ass midget wife who doesn't work, she's a pretty damn good cook, I gotta say.
Do what?
Well, you know, you're the one who said it. Also, hold on a second. What's up, Rise Guys? I listen to you guys all the time, obviously, just like everybody else. Matt Man.
Yes, sir.
Fat Boy. What's going on? Hey, Paige. How you doing? I love you guys.
Hey.
And I'm not mad at y'all at all. I just got to get that out of the way, okay?
All right. Dang it. Boy, you just made my heart just flip-flop in my chest.
I know what we're doing.
Okay. All right.
I don't recall calling her a midget.
You did.
I don't.
Yeah, you did.
I'll never forget that.
That's why Fat Boy said I couldn't do my mini person joke anymore.
Uh-oh. Can't do it.
See, that line definitely stuck out. But that's a whole other thing, okay? I want to get this out in the open, and I'm not going to cuss or nothing. I don't want to get nobody in trouble. But, Steven, you simpleton dumbass. If you would have just asked me like a man, I would have shown you like a man that I still have all of Daddy's money. In fact, I have almost tripled his investment, all right? You're a fool for doing this. You're talking about Dad's money out in public on the show that everybody listens to.
Thank you.
But that whole thing besides the point. Dad gets worried. I show him the numbers, and, you know, I get that he gets worried watching the news like he does, but he would just take all that money and put it right back in the bank and not draw anything on it. And I've told him, you know, if he really wants to draw it all back, then fine.
Why did you hide this from me? Because if he dies, I didn't know, and I didn't think you'd really give me my part.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I would, and it's in his will that way. And also, you just showed everybody here in front of the Rise Guys and the entire Southeast that's all you're really concerned about. Right? You're just, all you're worried about here is the money. He doesn't have to tell you everything. I don't have to tell you everything, but I will tell you this.
What? What will you tell me?
Okay. All of our holdings are in a trust. And that's why your little, I guess, Google search, whatever you did, didn't show anything, you dummy.
Uh-huh. Sure. And taxes you owe?
Yeah. I do. I owe taxes, but I'm on a payment plan, okay? And it's different from my business.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a lot.
Why it wouldn't show up? You got it in a trust or the LLC or any of that stuff. That's why it wouldn't show up. So that does make sense.
Yeah. So.
So. All right. Well, I feel like this whole thing's turned around on me.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's one other thing I should tell you, too.
What? You going to whip my ass now?
No, I don't have to do that. My short wife with a big round peach butt is going to do that for me, all right? Because she doesn't like the word midget.
Okay, fine. Little person. Sorry, Tina.
Jeez, and now you say her name on the air? Man. Dude, she's going to mess you up. I'm going to film the whole thing. I'm going to tape it.
Daniel, why don't you just go bite my weenie?
Oh, my God.
Right.
What?
What the hell? Oh,
he hung up, by the way.
Oh, my God. I'm literally in the floor.
I mean, this is not how I wanted to wake up this morning.
Oh, Lord,
I tell you.
Have mercy.
He hung up.
Well, yeah, of course he did. He's a fool. He's a dumbass. And he knows I know where he lives, and he knows that I'm on my way over.
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, man.
Let your wife do
oh,
it.
Oh, just to talk, friend. Oh, just
of course.
Talk.
Of course.
My goodness.
Wow-wee, man. I believe I sprained my wrist a little bit getting up out of the floor just then.
Yeah, it really does sound like he assumed the worst and kind of came to us first.
Well,
just had to talk to me. That's all he had to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And plus, your dad... I get that part, what you're saying about, you know, dad gets worried about the money and stuff. But, I mean, what you're saying is also, you promise now you ain't cheating him, right? Because I don't want to agree with you.
Okay. No, quick background.
Yeah.
I love my brother.
Yeah.
But he is not good with money. He's not all that smart. And...
That's fair, you say.
You know, I manage everything. I take care of it. And, you know, I make sure everything's good. And he doesn't need to know how everything works because... You know, he couldn't figure it out anyway. So
totally understood.
It's good.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, you do sound like the smarter of the two, just based off what we know so far.
Well,
hold on. He thinks I was running him a Ponzi scheme.
Dude, no kidding. From the jump. That's where we should have known. Okay,
that's why I knew he was a dumbass.
Ponzi.
Yeah, but the thing is, here's that for the rest of his life, we're going to start calling him Ponzi.
Hey. Oh, my God.
God.
Hey.
I want your wife to go kick his ass still.
No kidding. I want to watch the video. Send it to me. Tag us in it. Damn it. All right. You're awesome. Thank you for listening, man. You handled that really well. You gave me a slight heart attack.
I
was almost going to contact Elizabeth and tell her it was the big one. You got me good on that, man. That was awesome. Thank you, sir.
I mean, our whole life, one thing after another with him, it's this kind of drama. So I've learned, you know, I can either blow my head off and get crazy, or I can just like kind of hold him down a little bit until he calms down.
Yeah.
I feel bad for laughing at fat ass midget wife. Now I apologize.
He's just repeating what he said.
I feel like you guys are in that uncomfortable situation, like where somebody says something, you feel like you got to laugh along. So I don't hold it against you. Don't worry about it.
No, okay, good.
All right.
Good.
This was fun.
Well, we appreciate you, man. I don't know that these have ever ended with the person we assume would be the aggressor is the one who's laughing with us at the
I
end
know.
And the other guy hung up.
Yeah, well, cool. Also, I did just have a really good breakfast, and I'm gonna go hang out back in bed with my wife.
Oh,
all right?
Let's get you.
Look at you.
Have a good morning. Thank you, Steven.
Take care, guys.
All
Thank
right,
you
man.
So much.
Or Brett, damn Daniel. Yeah, calling him by his brother's name.
He was fun with the tiny wife.
God bless.
Told him to bite his weenie.
Never
My goodness.
Heard that forever.
I guess he held himself back a little bit.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, I guess that's his way of not cussing. You usually want to go the SMD. That's the way you can go the BMW.
What?
Oh, my God. Is that what it stands for? Is that what BMW stands for?
Bite my weenie.
Bite my weenie motor.
Apparently it does.
Who knows?
His wife's going to be mad because that came out three times. Fat ass midget wife. Well, now four. It's Tina.
Plus the replays. And he said her name. Well, that was the best part. You know, she's going to come. He said she had a peach butt. She's going to go take a pit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Lord.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let's do line one.
Line one is anonymous.
Numero el uno.
Anonymous needing advice. Well, that really is all of you, but do you hear my voice right now?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. I was just making sure we's live. Yeah, yeah. All right, cool.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
How's it going?
Good. You ready for Halloween, or are you over it?
Can I be both?
Yeah.
I'm ready to see the little kids in costumes, but I'm also, I could be over it.
Right. That means you've had your fun, and now you'll give out candy. I get it.
Exactly.
All right. Says here you've got something to ask about your work. What does that mean?
Yeah, so I have been at a new restaurant for a couple of months now, and it's pretty bad there. I kind of feel like I need to blow the whistle on some pretty egregious health issues.
Well, let's not say absolutely.
I knew you'd do that.
Well, I want to keep my job.
I want people to suffer the wrath.
But you have to understand, though, had situations. That's how I got to know Rick Irwin, actually, was when somebody called in like 15, 16 years ago, ransacked the business, talking crap.
Yep.
And then we find out that person hadn't worked there in a while, and they were disgruntled, and they called in and talked mess that was not true. I'm not saying that about you, but let's just not say the name.
He let you cut his tie off.
Well,
that tie costs hundreds of dollars.
I know. What a nice man.
He just let you cut it.
I made a pocket square out of it. I needed one.
That's how good of a dude he is.
He's a very nice guy. He's giving. He's loving. He's considerate. So what are the things? Like, are you a server or?
I'm a manager. I've been in the restaurant industry for, I don't know, 10 years. I've served, I've bartended, and now I've moved kind of into management.
For your service.
Thank you. So I've been in big places, small places. I've been kind of around the restaurant industry, and there are some things you can kind of get away with and kind of skirt around, and this place kind of takes all that stuff pretty far.
Are we talking cleanliness? Because this is going to peeve me out, man.
I mean, like, food storage is a big one where they just don't care about making sure things stay closed or stay cold. There is definitely some cleanliness issues, but it's not like bugs and rats running around. It's just kind of gross places. Nowhere where you can see. Like, that's the kind of other weird thing about it, is it's a higher end restaurant. Like, it's a nicer place. But if you kind of peel back the curtain a little bit, it's not great.
So nobody's suffered any kind of like sickness?
No one's gotten sick or anything, which is amazing, but also is kind of what makes me pause and say, well, does it matter if some things aren't done right, if it hasn't affected anyone?
Would you want to eat there yourself?
That's a great...
No.
See, that's the tell. That's
don't
the
they
thing.
All say no, though?
No.
No,
and it's usually because like, well, I'm
I mean,
tired
I've
of
definitely
it.
Worked in restaurants where I would bring my family if I wasn't working, but I don't.
Well, you
I'm not
cook
doing
your
that
own
here.
At least.
Oh yeah.
Like, I worked at a restaurant where I would go and cook my own because I didn't like, I didn't care for the cleanliness of the person who was working the grill that night. I'll be honest, yeah, true. But is this now again? Please, I don't even want you to say the city, because we all over now, so it doesn't matter where it's at. Well, I just don't want any problems from this. But is this one of those? You said it's a larger, you know, a nicer restaurant. Is this one of those restaurants around that's owned by a big out of town conglomeration, and they don't step foot in our town or they're to your town?
No, so this is kind of where the conundrum comes in. The owners, they opened this place in, I don't know, like the 50s, I think. They've long since retired. They've passed the day-to-day stuff off to somebody else entirely. So they're not at fault. Like, they probably don't even realize how bad it is. They just sort of get the checks. They don't come down to the restaurant very often. But when they do, they're lovely people.
Yeah.
And this is their only source of income. And I feel like if I blow the place up, and I mean, I'm not trying to blow the place. I mean, if call the authorities on the place, then they lose their income. And I don't want to put this retired couple out on the street.
What about, like, as far as you go?
Like, car manufacturing?
Oh, no. Like, being a whistleblower, is that going to follow you around if you try to go somewhere else?
I don't think so.
So,
I have enough experience. I can just leave this off my resume when I need to go find someplace else.
That's a good thing about people in restaurants. Like, yeah. It doesn't necessarily matter the style of food. It's just kind of the infrastructure of a restaurant kind of applies to all restaurants, essentially.
So, So how about this? Your closers every night, why don't you administrate, since you're in management, something like, these are your new duties to check this and make sure it's clean. And that you observed this and put it in writing.
Like, you're the manager.
Put it in writing and go, this is not the standards that this restaurant. I mean, because if I was a manager, I want my name to be on something that's clean and you're not going to make people sick and you're going to make sure that the tables are wiped down and you're going to make sure that the dishes are clean, et cetera, and the food is properly stored.
Yeah. So, like, is that.
And the bathrooms are
clean. Have you. Obviously, well, I'm not saying obviously. You're not the head. Guy,
you're not remotely.
Okay, so have you voiced your concern?
I'm like a shift manager.
Hey, watch your mouth, buddy. Oh, shift. Okay. Yeah. So have
I
you?
I thought you said it too.
Have
too.
You said to your guy, "Hey, look, man, this stuff right here is not good," and he's brushed it to the side, ignored you?
So I've had, when I came in, I kind of had my own standards, and I did try to sort of set a standard, and I had another more senior manager tell me I was making it take too long and he wanted to go home at the end of the night.
Oh man. Mm. Yeah. Then you look like you're a troublemaker.
Right.
Really uh-huh. Do. Yep.
But don't you think this stuff kind
of, or a try hard or you know, whatever, like it wasn't a great feeling and it didn't make me feel like I could really push the issue.
For sure.
I feel like you got to kind of, It sucks to say it, but maybe let it go, because it seems like word of mouth really kills this instantly. Like, it travels a lot faster than, like, if he goes and tells the authorities, like, then what? Like, you're implicated. Like, it's all a paper trail at that point. It's, you got unwanted heat and attention on yourself.
Or you have to wonder, too, and I mean, I don't know where you work. Don't want any innuendos to it, but if they've been in business since the 50s, that's 70 damn years. They're already paying off the health department.
Oh, geez.
I mean, oh, I'm saying, gosh. They got somebody on the inside already. They just going to go back to your boss and say, hey, Tony, and I hope to God that's not your name, but so-and-so, you know what I mean? Like, what a tricky situation. As long as nobody's, you can only do with what you're to do in your position, and you've voiced your concern, and as long as no one's getting sick
yet.
But then again, what? Maybe he does report it. You get a lot of chances to get that A on the window. They really give you a lot of chances to correct it.
See, I've heard you can buy those too. I've really heard
man
that.
I hope not. I really don't.
Think about true. It. We used to have to get your cars inspected in South Carolina. Do you know anybody that ever really got the full inspection or
no.
They go buy a sticker? I know.
Slide the guy a 20 and he gives you a sticker.
Exactly. Exactly. I think it's nice that you care. Yeah. I think you should like find somebody like-minded and start a restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
For real.
Do
I mean,
thing,
I know that's
man.
Not easy, but it's got to suck when you have an idea of what you want to do and people don't want to play along and want to do it the cheap way. But
I know we're a whistleblowing society, so to speak, but that really is clear cut 50-50. Like, there's somebody, nobody comes away unscathed from it.
Right.
I guess Snowden's the best example. That's a grand, you know, scale, but still.
Yeah. You don't want to go live in Russia, man.
Uh-uh. Oh, heck.
You don't want to.
No.
Or anywhere out of the Southeast at this point.
Kind of like the cold.
Right.
You don't want to serve in the gulag.
Hey, I was going to say put him on hold. I want him to tell us, but I don't want to even know now.
I don't either.
Somebody will ask me and then they'll tell somebody.
I'll assume it's a place I can't get into because of my shorts.
Probably.
And they
so.
Probably have a dress code.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yes, that is true.
Okay.
Well, hey,
goodbye.
All right. I'm good.
Thank you, sir. If we have any other, you keep listening. If any other restaurateurs, managers, whatnot, call in. We'll you'll hear it, okay?
Cool.
All right. Thanks. Yeah,
they already got you. They're dropping your calls now.
I mean, don't you think as long as like no one's, see, here I am, the germaphobe, kind of arguing against him. He shouldn't put his job on the line for it.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Well, can I share with you something I got over the weekend?
Uh-oh.
I haven't told you.
It's not an STD, please.
No. No. I haven't told anybody this weekend. Yet.
Yeah.
So I kind of, you're going to be the first feedback I get. But I got, you know, I'm arguably a fat guy.
Who's arguing?
No. You named yourself fat boy, so I...
You created your own destiny.
Yes, you did.
I got an odd weight loss tip over the weekend from a buddy of mine who's lost about 20 pounds.
Oh, do tell. I need to lose weight.
I don't know if you want to do it this way.
Listen to her. Y'all send her more compliments.
No.
Make her feel better.
I've got 40 pounds to drop.
God. That's a lot, 40?
Uh-huh.
You know you don't.
I do. Well, that, yeah. Not about me. Let's get to your odd thing.
That's a lot.
You're like 90 pounds of boobs already. No, I was talking to him.
God.
It's not making sense.
Is he calling you a boob?
You know what? This kind of all factors into what the tip is.
What is it? So five meals a day.
No.
It's usually that. It's either
I have a hard time
so much food or not enough food.
Well, that's the thing. It wasn't even a tip about eating. So my buddy says he heard about this. Wherever you're going to be the most vulnerable, like physically, bathroom or whatever. This is where he started with the bathroom. He bought a 5-foot-tall mirror, and then he put it in front of his toilet. So he said, obviously, when I'm using the bathroom, you know, I'm like, I'm completely naked.
Oh,
so when I'm using the bathroom, this mirror is set up right in front of me. I'm looking at myself the whole time. He said he also did it when he took a bath, too. Like, he would take a bath and just for the reason to where he could look at himself laying there to see what it looked like. He said he got so disgusted by himself, the way he looked.
He like never ate again?
Well, no, like that triggered like the whole thing in motion. Eating better, even exercising a little bit, because he said he always saw himself in the mirror that way. If you look at yourself from a certain angle, you don't realize how you look.
Mm-hmm.
Fat or skinny, it doesn't matter. You just don't realize it because you only get the angle looking down.
Right.
He said he got all the angles.
Oh, that's once, not flattering
yeah,
on the toilet.
Well, once he even didn't want, like, even from the side, and he said he didn't realize that, like, his gut stuck out so much that he just disgusted himself by the way he looked. It was a constant reminder. He said he even took a picture of himself.
See, oh my God.
See, I don't know that that's the, like, I don't know that that's the motivation. I mean, I guess whatever works, but I feel like he's just, like, he's wanting to lose weight because of the way he thinks he looks to everybody else. But nobody's watching him take a dump.
Yeah, but he says this, obviously the weight's noticeable. Noticeable enough to where when he's looking at himself naked, he's just really grossed out by it.
Yeah.
So obviously he feels a little bit better after the fact, but he couldn't figure out how to jumpstart it, how to get it going.
So he just looked at himself naked. Is he a married guy?
Yeah. He said he did it for, look, and his wife's not going to tell him, you know, obviously she wants him to eat better, but she's not going to constantly ride his ass about being big or whatever.
Oh, thank God.
So he's like, I took it upon myself to, when somebody told me this, it sounded stupid at first, but I did it, and like that image just stuck with him the whole, and he's still.
It would make me completely anorexic if I had to wash myself in the fat rolls.
He mentally warped himself. That's how it seems.
Yeah, I don't know that that's like the good. What I mean, I guess I don't know. I feel like you're not doing it for the right reasons. You're doing it for like the physical attributes more than it's like. I did it because I just don't want to die. I don't want, like, you know, I want to live as long as I can.
God, the fact that that's motivating enough though for you to like to do it says a lot about your willpower.
It sounds like narcissistic in that way. Now that I say it, I want to live longer.
I mean, it is your body, your choice.
Well,
that was.
Well, I mean, then
I don't want to drive to another state going to die.
I mean, you do have the right body image.
Thank you.
If you're looking at yourself in a vulnerable situation like that, but constantly, and I don't think every member of your family wants to see themselves doing that, because I certainly don't want to look at myself going to the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know why he decided to put it in front of the toilet, but
I had an out-of-body experience, so I was taking a dump last night. I got to see what it looked like. It's so bad. I'm never going to do it again.
She might have, like, a different reaction. Like, you know, she might be, you know, like, massaging herself on the, looking in the mirror.
Am I a pervert or something? My God.
Yes, but that's a separate conversation.
The early stages of, you're a prevert at this point.
I mean,
I'm not going to do that. You,
but you can't. Wait, that's like too much going on with your body. One's coming out one end and you're like, just, what, I mean, my gosh.
Your motivation, what is, because I looked every morning when I go get my stuff over there near you, I always kind of peer over as to what you're eating. And I noticed today you had protein bars and some jerky of beef.
But you know what? This is the, look, it's not an excuse. I mean, it's going to sound like one, but this is the worst time of year to try to lose weight.
Oh, yeah.
This is when people are going to start baking. You eat all the foods.
Candy's really half off.
Yeah. That's really what Christmas is, food.
It is, and it's wonderful.
You got enough time to really stick to an exercise routine and diet.
But what usually is your reason? Because, I mean, if you've listened to this show for a while, Fat Boy's been on 2 or 3 dozen diets over the years.
I'm usually the guy who's like, you know what? Monday, we'll start Monday, or... You know,
first
like,
of the year.
Or the first of the month, even. Like, hey, it's first of the month. We'll start
then. But last year, you did very well at this time because we were on a diet together. I remember.
I'm just real.
And you were consistent until it went south.
I just can't do certain things now as far as what I eat. But then again, you know, I'm not going to. Motivation is not the issue with me. It's just sticking to it. This guy, though, he found the motivation. But even if that were the issue with me, I couldn't.
Yeah, whatever works.
Stare at your fat self taking a dump.
Maybe it takes his appetite away, and he's like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, and he says he goes back and looks at this picture. He's got a picture of himself butt naked in his phone sitting on the toilet that he looks at for motivation. I'm like, that don't work. He's like, it really does.
Why don't you just do portion control and cut out sugar and salt?
Oh, I was listening at you. God, if I had a dollar every time somebody said that. It's not, people would always say, when the food comes at the restaurant, just go ahead and get a to-go box and cut it in half. And I'm like,
that's so stupid. I'm going to eat the other half in the car.
I know. Like, it's just.
When you get before you get home.
It's just, it's willpower. I don't know. I mean, whatever works for him. I just look at that as the opposite way. Like, he's just walking around thinking poorly of himself. Like, you got to get a little bit of self-esteem.
Yeah, it's got to kill your confidence.
You got to have that first person say, hey. Are you losing weight? And once you get that one person, then you're like, you start walking around like Mr. Jefferson on the Jeffersons. What was his name? George? George Jefferson.
Zoids.
You start strutting around like, oh, yeah. But then when you see somebody you haven't seen for like 6 months and they don't even notice, you're like, every time they turn around, you're double burdened. You're like, you know what? You didn't notice this right here?
You know, right.
I'm wearing a 36.
He says whenever he has a craving, he just looks at that picture.
Well,
I was like, man, I can't get past the smell, but I'm glad it works for you.
Yeah, I mean, even in the bathtub, though, that's kind of
that was weird.
You want to relax and.
I said, puts a mirror by the bathtub?
Yeah, because he's like, when I get out, and then he's like a shower guy, he said, I want to make sure I take baths because I want to look at myself sitting there, how it looks. And when I get out, I turn around all angles to see how that looks.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Man, we got whatever works. What am I saying?
I would. Probably imagine that I was somebody else and kind of block it out.
I'm trying to get him to send me the picture.
Mind over matter. Like, don't look in the mirror.
See, that's what he should do. Send us the picture. All of you should. Send us pictures of you naked if you're on a diet. And then if you reach your goal, we send the pictures back to you.
Or if you have a craving, we're like, look.
If you don't reach your goal, we release them onto the internet.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Why not? And we would just, you know, hey, it's to help you out.
Yeah, we would not look at them ahead of time.
We would say, don't you go get those two number twos.
Don't you do it.
Don't you go large on that look.
If you get the two number twos, you have to take three number twos. It's simple math.
Oh, my God.
It's simple math.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.